depend on News Radio 84, WHAS.
Let's check the Wave 3 Storm Center forecast here on 84 WHAS. Meteorologist John Belsky's got it. He says rain tonight, no surprise, 48 or overnight low. Rain is likely tomorrow, could be heavy at times and up to around 75. Showers and thundershowers are likely on Thursday with a daytime high of 77. Right now it's 67 in Louisville from your official weather station, 84 WHAS.
W-A-K-Y.
Good morning. It's 11 o'clock, and I'm Dude Walker. This is last hour's most requested song at 589 WAKY. Mike Kalin won an album. He was the 79th caller last hour. This hour, every 79th caller wins an album on the request line. 589 WAKY, Chicago. Feeling stronger every day.
WAKY, that's something, John. Get back. Okay, get what you said.
This girl I know, she went to a bar the other night. When she sat down at the bar and ordered a black Russian, and they bought her Will Distill Brezhnev.
Thank you.
W-A-K-Y.
308.
Wacky.
All right, there they are, a couple of legendary voices. Gary Burbank, who many people may remember, and Dude Walker from the old WAKY back in the 1970s. And John Quincy, I've got to ask you, you're a guy who didn't grow up in Louisville, grew up close to Louisville, didn't grow up in Louisville, don't live in Louisville now, but man, you are eaten up with it. You have a passion for putting websites together with some of these classic radio stations. Tell me about that.
Well, Wacky had a big influence on my life. I'm in radio now professionally. I've had a professional radio career for over 30 years. And I came to Louisville every year to summer camp, a little summer camp, a little church camp in Fern Creek. And in 1970, I did something forbidden. I brought a transistor radio with me. That was against the rules. I snuck it in, figured I'd turn this thing on, and all of a sudden, I find the 790 spot on my dial, and I hear Wacky for the first time. People like Gary Burbank and Dude Walker and Johnny Randolph and Bill Bailey. And this is incredible. I'm 15 years old. The year is 1970, and the hormones were going. The radio station sounded way cool. And immediately, I said, I have got to learn how this is done, and I have got to do this. And so when I went back to Lexington, I took a look at the local radio stations, paid them a visit, and a short time later, got involved in broadcasting, got my first professional job in the summer of 1972, a little station in Paris, Kentucky, but always would listen to Wacky and later WKLO during the daytime in Lexington throughout the 70s until I left Lexington for Savannah in 1979.
All right, so you've had a career in radio. In fact, you're in South Carolina now working at a radio station. But, you know, John, this was 30 years ago, and now all of a sudden you've put together these websites. How did that happen?
Well, in 2003, I decided to look up Johnny Randolph, who was the program director at WAKY for many years, at least
Man's
the years
legend.
I was listening.
Yep.
I tracked him down and said, I've got some questions. Would you be interested in doing an interview with me? And I had collected what we call air checks, recordings of WAKY. And I said, I just want to put this together as just kind of a tribute to the radio station that got me inspired to be a professional broadcaster. And so I tracked Johnny down, sent him some questions. He gave me some answers, and we ended up producing this thing and sent it out to all my friends, put it up on a website called realradio.com, and all of a sudden, people started saying, this is way cool. This is great, because it had the great Wacky DJs from the 70s that I used to listen to, Johnny Randolph telling secrets about how things were done behind the scenes, why the radio station sounded so well. As a matter of fact, you can listen to that right now by going to 79WAKY.com. And so a couple of years later, I said, I'm going to do a sequel. And so this time, instead of just talking to Johnny Randolph, the program director, I'm going to track down the Wacky DJs I used to listen to, the Wacky news people that I used to listen to, and started doing interviews. And one thing that kept coming up, people said, you know, you ought to do a website, a tribute website for WAKY, because it was such a great radio station and influenced a lot of people. And there certainly are websites out there for lesser radio stations,
right,
in my opinion.
Right.
And it just kept coming back to me. And I said, okay, fine, I'll do it. I've got the recordings, but somebody's going to have to send me, like, pictures and stuff. Well, a guy who was the program director before Johnny Randolph, Bob Todd, said, I've got the stuff to get you started, and I'll help you. And so he sent it to me, and we put the site up, and people found it. You know, they Googled it, and it got to be so successful that the guys from WKLO said, we want one, too. And I said, okay, fine. I've got just a few WKLO tapes, but if you can send me pictures and other stuff, I'll do it. And that's how 1080 WKLO was born.
And it is amazing the number of people who have gone to that website, both websites, because they were so much a part of Louisville in those days. And there is, there's a little bit of everything up there. In fact, I came to Wacky in the last days, back in the 80s. I was there for a couple of years, and I've been debating about giving John some tape. The problem with it, John, once you put it up there, man, it's up there forever. So I don't know, but there are so many tapes and so many great personalities that were featured on that radio station. It's a little scary to be sort of, you know, up there with those people, because it was such a great radio station in its day. Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. I want to hear from you, not from radio people so much, but from people who remember the station or have a question or a comment. 571-8484 is the number. Joe Elliott here at 84 WHAS.
Depend on 84 WHAS.
Well, Lachlan McLean takes Sports Talk 84 on the road to Quail Chase Golf Course. That's at 7000 Cooper Chapel Road. He's there for the Kirkendorfer Golf Club. That is a Thursday between 7 and 9. Go by and say hello from Kentuckiana's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. We're 84 WHAS.
It's 11:30 at News Radio 84 WHAS. I'm Teresa Payton.